is one more peculiar American Indian William H. Seward connection. It has to do with Seward's attacker, Lewis Thornton Powell, and the thousands of American Indian skeletal remains that used to be kept in storage at the Smithsonian and other museums. The Native American Grave Protection and Repatriation Act of 1990 enabled Indian tribes to come east to identify the remains of their kinsmen whom anthropologists had pirated off to Washington and take the remains back to tribal lands to be reburied. The Repatriation of Remains program was a long time coming, a bureaucratic solution to the sort of racist idiocy that allowed human remains to be essentially shoved into filing cabinets like dinosaur eggs or dried ferns. In 1992, a researcher at the Smithsonian's National Museum of Natural History was cataloging bones so that tribes could claim them. He came across a skull identified with Powell's name. Coincidentally, the researcher had previously worked at Ford's Theater. Powell, the researcher knew, had been a Confederate soldier. Also known under the alias of Payne, Powell had served at Gettysburg and then with John Mosby's Rangers, known for raiding Union supply wagons and trains, before joining up with Booth, only to be hanged. The researcher then tracked down a woman whom he believed to be Powell's closest living relative, a great-niece in Florida. The niece requested the skull, hoping to bury it in the Seminole County Cemetery where Powell's mother was laid to rest. Then another woman came forward claiming to be an even closer relative than the niece. That woman, a Canadian, claimed to be Powell's great-granddaughter. She requested that her identity remain a secret, and as far as I can tell, the Smithsonian honored her request.